Preface. Once upon a time, near a crystal lake nestled deep within the Alaskan bush, there lived a passionate writer named Archie. Archie, already a published author in other fields, had always possessed an insatiable curiosity about his country, his history, and the people who shaped it. His unusual family background always gave him a very unique perspective. Determined to share his knowledge and insights with the world, he embarked on a grand adventure to write a book about America. With his trusty typewriter and a sharp mind brimming with ideas, Archie poured his heart and soul into his manuscript. He meticulously researched every detail, from the Founding Fathers to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. His words danced across the pages, painting a vivid picture of the nation's triumphs and tribulations. As Archie neared the completion of his magnum opus, he couldn't help but feel a sense of trepidation. He knew that his book would challenge the status quo, shedding light on embarrassing aspects of American history that many preferred to ignore. Little did he know that his journey had only just begun. Upon submitting his manuscript to various publishing houses, Archie was met with disheartening and even cruel responses. The rejection letters poured in, each one citing various reasons for the refusal. Some claimed his work was too controversial, while others dismissed it as unpatriotic. These depressing responses even came from publishers who had welcomed him in the past, had even given him gifts. People who once claimed to be his friends suddenly would not take his calls, and when they did, many were even quite rude. Archie's spirit wavered, but his determination remained unyielding. Undeterred by the mountain of rejections, Archie decided to take matters into his own hands. He self-publishes his book, aptly titled 15 Reasons Why America Needs to Embrace Fascism, a tautological prediction of triumph and toil. The response was overwhelming. Readers hungered for the truth, craving a deeper understanding of America's complex history. However, as the book gained popularity, a shadowy force emerged from the depths of the establishment. The powers that be, threatened by Archie's unflinching honesty, sought to silence him. They labeled his work as subversive, dangerous, and even treasonous. The evil of censorship reared its ugly head, but Archie was not one to be silenced easily. He rallied his supporters, igniting a movement that spread like wildfire across America. People from all walks of life, united by a thirst for knowledge and a desire for truth, stood by his side. They organized protest, wrote impassioned letters, and fought tooth and nail to defend the freedom of speech. The battle between Archie and the forces of evil raged on, capturing the attention of the entire country. News outlets, both mainstream and independent, covered the story extensively, shining a spotlight on the injustice being perpetrated against this brave writer. In the end, the power of the people prevailed. Archie's book became a bestseller, its pages flying off the shelves faster than they could be restocked. The evil that had attempted to censor him was exposed, its influence diminished by the unwavering determination of those who believed in the power of knowledge. Archie's book became a symbol of resistance, reminding Americans of the importance of free speech and the dangers of censorship. His book, once deemed controversial, became a cornerstone of education, sparking conversations and inspiring future generations to question, challenge, and seek the truth. And so, the master truth-teller, Archie, continued to deploy wokeness-seeking, cluster-fact missiles that captivated the hearts and minds of readers far and wide. His wit and intellect remained as sharp as ever, forever reminding us of the power of words and the indomitable spirit of those who dare to speak the truth to power.